small, 0-2. So you got something. Oh, boy.
Well, that means he's been winner or in the playoff 15 times. So when you got that many numbers, I guess you couldn't lose a playoff in there. But.
Brian, what's it like to be a guy who's won this tournament like 14 times?
I mean, it's certainly it's a tough event to win. We have so many good players in the section. I was telling, you know, Brad before the event, I'm like, oh, it's a bummer that we – you know, dropped one spot less to qualify because I thought it was our deepest field ever. We had a couple new guys as Class A members with their first time that are great players and both qualified. I think Kevin made it too, Greg? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, Kevin Flack and Kyle Donovan are both great players coming in, and you're like, wow, you better come play some good golf if you want to make it back down there. And I have three goals every year, and I've gotten as close as you can to every single one of them, but haven't gotten any of them done. And that's one check mark off of those three goals. Hadn't won an IPGA major, at least as a, you know, Class A. I'd won the assistant championship, but been runner up in all the other ones. So twice in one of, in the match play. So I've been right there and just, you know, couldn't get the best golf at the right time, right when you have a chance. And, you know, I made the turn, I was playing okay, but you know, I was one under and I think four back. And I said, maybe go post four under on the back and just see what happens. It'd give yourself a chance. Got a nice break on 10, hit a, you know, kind of punch slice out of the, maybe not a slice, but I had to get a little fade on a punch shot blocked by a tree out of the rough and hit it right at it. I'm like, oh, I think it's good, but it might have rolled over the back and just caught the back ramp and rolled back. I had 4 inches. So that kind of got me going. Hit a great shot into 11 to like 4 feet. So back to back on 10 and 11, you kind of don't expect either of those birdies, especially with a back pin on 10. You just don't want to attack a back pin on this golf course. Because when you go over, it's usually a bogey. But good start there, and I thought I was going to make three in a row and was right next to the green on 12. Right, I hit it right at it, but it just caught the rough, and I had an awful lie and didn't hit a great pitch shot and left it like 10, 12 feet short and missed it. But rolled in a nice putt on 14 to get it to 3 under on the back, and, you know, that putt was kind of the first time where I was like, all right, I'm right there. I got 2 par 5s left. I can get out there and post something and hit great drive on 15 and probably one of the best hybrids I've hit in a long time on 15 into the green and had like 12 feet, I mean, right to left putt up the slope and just left it short. That would have been big to make that eagle, but got the birdie. Good par on 16, almost rolled it in to keep it going. And then just to win something like this, a lot of times you just gotta get good breaks and have some lucky things happen. But hit it to the front right on 17 and rolled in. It had to be close. I think it was close to 70 feet. I mean, I'm just trying to get it up there to make a par and go on to the next, try and birdie 18. But, I mean, rolling in close to a 70-footer, you kind of know things are going your way when that happens. And hit a good drive on 18 in regulation, and it ran out too much, and it rolled like a yard or two through the fairway, and I was buried in the rough. I had no chance of going at the green. Just kind of, you know, hit it up the fairway and hit a good shot, and then caught just my least favorite yardage, kind of right in between clubs. And I knew I couldn't, you know, have something coming in with spin or else it would come back to the front edge and I'd have 80 feet left, and thought I hit a really nice shot. Felt good about it, and it just skipped, you know, 6 inches into the back rough. And that was, I don't know how it got that far, maybe a little adrenaline, but I was trying to play it, you know, 15 feet short of the hole, so I didn't get back there and just let it bounce. But felt good about it. That was the only green on the back nine that I missed. And luckily it was kind of down grain, sitting decent, and I was able to, you know, just belly a wedge just to get it. All I had to do was move it 3-4 inches, and it was going to get to the hole. So rolled that up, you know, a couple feet past, and got par, and just kind of waited, figured Mike would make birdie, and we'd go to the playoff, which happened. And, you know, I kind of like 16 is a great tee shot for me to start out with. I'm a left-to-right player, so it looks fits my eye, and I can just kind of pick a target in the distance. And I couldn't tell who it was. Maybe it was Frank, but he was a perfect target out there. We got some good good positioning on targets on these carts. I was like, aim right at it, just hit it, just stayed in the fairway. And once again, got fortunate. I had 135 when I played in regulation and hit a good shot about 12 feet past, and I got to it, and I'm like, man, this looks pretty similar. I shot the number and it was 137. I'm like, even better, I hit the same shot. It's not going to go as far. So I hit the same shot in there and left myself about 7 feet, rolled it in. I mean, when you're playing under that kind of pressure, you just, you know, you have to set up to the shot, line it up, and just go through your routine and, you know, try and execute. And I mean, it was pretty cool to actually execute pretty much all those shots. Maybe not the 3-iron on 17 was not my best strike, but got it on the green and long 2-putt. I mean, I think I had 90 feet that time and left myself a 6-foot downhill putt and like dead center. I mean, three holes in the playoff, I had a 7-footer, 6-footer, and probably a 9-10-footer, and every single one of them was like perfect speed, dead center. I mean, happy to be able to pull those off. I mean, that was awesome to make those putts like that. It was really cool. I mean, I don't get to practice as much as I want to, but been trying to work on the putting recently because you know how important it is. The ball striking to me, like even without playing much, I mean, everybody always asks me, I don't play outside of tournament golf. So, I mean, we're golf pros are working when they're at their course. I barely ever step foot on my golf course to play at the Hawks. So, just really cool to play, you know, that A game on that last nine when you really need it to have things go right. It was pretty cool.
Ryan, the first playoff hole, he hits a chip in there tight. And, you know, sometimes people have a putt and then somebody else makes a putt or makes a shot like that.
Yeah.
You'll hear the broadcaster say, well, so-and-so's putt just got a lot longer. What did you feel after you see him hit that approach in tight? And you're thinking, if I'm going to get out in front of this, you know, now here's my opportunity, and I've got to make this because now I know he's going to make 40.
Yeah, I mean, any time in golf, like it's one of the few sports where you can't play defense on anybody. All you can control is what you do. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you have to expect. I mean, I've played enough match play. You always expect your, you know, opponent or fellow competitor to hit a great shot so that you aren't affected by something like that. But I knew I had a, you know, good look. All I can do is go hit my shots. And it was just outside left putt, make a good stroke, and he can't stop me from making birdie. So just my mindset going in was, you know, hopefully, you know, go at least par and then bird on 18. And if he beats that, like, I mean, that's great. But luckily I hit a good shot into 16 and was able to jump out to that lead and get a, you know, kind of a bonus birdie there. Thank Brad for that right pin. I'm a left to right guy and even had a left to right lie. I'm like, man, I can just kind of feather this, you know, little, you know, punch 9-iron in there. It was just perfect. So that was kind of a, you know, good break there to have kind of a hole location that looked good to me and the lie that worked out. So,
do you remember a zone like this that you've been in before?
in critical moments?
I mean, there's been times for sure. I mean, but it's been a while, and not maybe in this type of moment, but I mean, there's plenty of rounds over the years where you're like, hey, all I'm doing is getting my number, I'm hitting my shot, look at the flag, I'm going right at it.
Remember that when I opened, where you started like a house on fire?
That was actually, so we co-hosted at, that was when we were still Royal Hawk, but yeah, I shot 66 at the Hawk to start that. But yeah, I played well in that. Trying to think other, you know, I just last week, I mean, a totally different scenario, just a two-man pro event at Bull Valley, but I mean, you're not putting everything out, but I basically shot a bogey-free 66 at one of the hardest courses in the state. And I'm like, if I can continue hitting the ball like that, I knew I would have a chance this week. It, you know, you just, I don't have the time to work on my game enough to even try and mess with my swing. So like, you just have to kind of roll with what you have. And when you find it and it's like, hey, it's going straight, you just got to take advantage of, hey, set up to your target, make good swings, and you just got to trust it and be confident.
How much had you played here? How much did you know about McRae before this week?
I mean, this is kind of incredible, but I grew up in Crystal Lake and lived 25 minutes from here, and I had never played this golf course until a month ago when I came out here. I don't remember when they did the renovation, but I think the timing of that, like, I never played junior golf events. After they did it, they started hosting the state junior and other events, and I think I was kind of all the way into amateur and professional golf after that, so nothing was here. And you know, once you're playing tournament golf all summer long, you don't really, I don't play casual rounds of golf. Like, my whole career, I always said that I think that's what's helped me become a better player, is that, I mean, probably 95% of my rounds are tournaments. So it's just the only thing that I know. I don't have casual golf. It's just, hey, you're playing, everything's going in, you're always under the pressure of tournament golf. So it just kind of helps you get better, I think. But I mean, it's kind of strange, but never had played it until a month ago, and came out and played a practice round, and said, yeah, this is going to be a good place for me. Just because I typically like courses that are difficult. If I can go around and make a lot of pars, and it's going to be good to make pars, that's my style. Because I'll figure out ways to make pars. But yeah, just kind of course where you can plod along and birdie par fives. And luckily I did that. Finally, that 70-footer helped my pathetic par three scoring for the week. I hit so many bad shots on par threes, but luckily rolled in near 70-footer to sneak in one birdie that helped make the difference.
That looked good all the way.